The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for boys high school basketball as West Holmes travels to Tesla. Here's Troy Fritz and Don Hall with the call in the game.
Yes, good evening, Ken, and thank you very much. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday night of boys high school basketball. We are at Tuslaw High School. That's the Tuslaw Mustangs looking to pick up their first victory on the year, play host to the West Holmes Knights. West Holmes comes in with a record of 1-11. Stay tuned. We'll have a conversation with head coach Ben Belden on the pregame show. That's coming your way next right here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and put the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home. If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
And we're sitting alongside head coach of the West Holmes Knights. This is Ben Belden. Ben, tough on the other night in Mount Vernon. Let's recap that game a little bit. Another four-point loss for your squad, but a game in which you guys played really, really well right up until the end of the ball game. Just talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we came out and we executed our game plan pretty well. We, we got them some things to go offensively in the first half. We defended them relatively well. We worked all week on, that dribble handoff and some of those things that they do a whole awful lot of. And I thought for the most part, you know, our guys stepped up to the challenge. We battled a little bit of foul trouble throughout the game, which kind of slowed our momentum a little bit. And then in the fourth quarter, just kind of, you know, didn't make shots. And that's really about all there is to it, is that, you know, they made a couple timely shots in the fourth quarter. We didn't step in and make some of the shots that we were making in the first three, and that's the way basketball goes sometimes.
It is, and Mount Vernon's a hard place to play. We talk about playing in the Hive. You know, it's a gym in which that team usually shoots pretty well there. Late in the game, they knocked down a couple of big shots on you there. But, you know, I thought your team executed very well, especially in the low post. I thought you had a really good effort out of Camacho in that ball game. Talk about his effort a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Manny got us started. I think he scored our first two field goals of the game, if I remember correctly, or, you know, a couple right there at the beginning at the very least, you know. You know, he knows his role. You know, he seals real well. He's able to get position in there, and he just, like I say, he did a really good job for us. He's a sophomore. He's still growing. So we're really excited for him and really proud of what he's done thus far.
Well, absolutely. It's good to see your young players stepping up like that. So coming in here against Tuslaw, you know, a team size-wise, you should have that advantage inside. So do you look to go inside to Camacho tonight? Is that part of your game plan?
That's always part of the game plan, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not going to force feed anything. But, yeah, I mean, if we can get, in general, block touches from him or off the dribble from anybody else, or, you know, even Nate or Sam or some of those guys as well. I mean, we want to get the ball in there and you know, shoot the perimeter shot after it goes inside. So really getting the ball inside is always our game plan, and we'll do it organically.
Yeah, and absolutely on that note, take a look at the rest of this Tuslaw team. How do you match up here tonight, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a lot like us. They're young. They're playing some young guys, and they've got a little bit of a mix of youth and experience. So, you know, we talked all week about, you know, it's really not about our opponent, whether it's Tuslaw or anybody else. It's about what we do and how we execute, and we've been doing the same stuff now for, you know, a couple of months. We're getting real comfortable with a lot of what we're doing. We can be a little bit varied in some of our offenses now, whereas we couldn't earlier in the season. So just continuing to do us is really kind of what we're preaching.
Absolutely. Coach, appreciate your time talking to us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that's Coach Ben Bell from the West Holmes Knights.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Stopping all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Bone-in pork loin pork rib chops, $2.49 a pound. 10-pound bag Idaho baking potatoes, $1.99. We also have 85% lean ground round, $3.99 a pound. Beef chuck boneless chuck steak, $5.19 a pound. Beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Beef loin boneless top sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. And pork loin bone-in country style ribs, $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
And it is youth night here at Tuslaw High School as they're introducing their young grade school players here before the varsity players get on the floor. In the JV action, it was a thriller here. West Holmes gets a three-point victory, 38-35. Cooper Moultridge hit a three-pointer with 0.7 seconds on the clock, so the West Holmes JV will get out of here with a win. Tuslaw High School, the Mustangs, out of the Principals Conference and on Division III here in Ohio. Winless on the year, we'll take a look at their season thus far. They would start out the season against Wayndale and lose that one 78-41, then drop on the Hillsdale 65-38. Lake Center 78-32, Canton South 58-46. Closer ball game with Fairless, they would lose by 12 points there back on December 9th, 46-34. A close one to Rootstown the following game, 48-46, two-point loss there. Orville would defeat them 73-58, Northwest 67-24, Triway 68-31, Cuyahoga Valley Christian Academy 74-21. Rittman's 56-44, Manchester 60-45, Canton South will defeat them 76-45, in a couple close contests, Tuscarora Central Catholic, they would lose by 1 point, 34-33, back at Northwest, they would lose that one 83-43, then back on the 26th this week, another close loss against Farrell's 1 point, 31-30, again, Tuslaw coming in here looking for their first victory on the season. West Holmes looking to pick up victory number two on the year for them. And here's what their season has looked like so far. They would drop their opener at Riverview by a score of 56-52. Pick up a big win down at Bysville Meadowbrook the following game, 68-44. Lost an overtime game against Mansfield Madison, 45-47. And then they would lose against New Philadelphia, 46-36. Worcester, 55-72. Mount Vernon, 54-42. Mansfield 62-27, Lexington 63-20, Ashland by a score of 67-31. Carrollton would defeat West Holmes by 4, 48-44. New Philly would defeat them 51-25. Drop on the Worcester 57-50. A close loss against Millersburg, or against Mount Vernon, 46-40 in their last contest. So we will take a break. We'll come back for more on the pregame show after this here on WKLM.
Join us at Keim Home Center for Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd. We invite you to enjoy special savings, refreshments, and demonstrations during this event. Save 12% on almost all tools. Don't miss door prize drawings from brands like SawStop, Festool, DeWalt, and more. Visit KeimHome.com for more information. We'll see you at Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
We're back here at Tuslaw High School getting ready to bring you this matchup between Tuslaw and West Holmes. Taking a look at scoring averages for West Holmes here on the air. West Holmes comes in scoring 41.2 points offensively. They give up 54 points a game defensively. For West Holmes, they have two players this year averaging double figures in Nate Fair and Collier Klein. Nate Fair with a 10.1 average. His high game of the year would come back against Mount Vernon, that first matchup where he would have a 20-point outing there against Mount Vernon. Collier Klein with that 12-point average, his high-scoring game would be the opening game of the year against Riverview at 21 points. But since then, he's had games of 15, 17, another 15, 12, 19, and 11. Collier Klein playing well this year for the Knights. Sam Sprang, another scoring leader for West Holmes, averaging 9.4 a game. 22-point performance for him up at Worcester back there on game number 5 early in the season. We're going to take another break. We come back, I'll be talking with Don Hall here for the broadcast tonight, talking about this game and a whole lot more. So don't go away. It's more pregame show coming your way next here on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. We're online at HummelGRP.com.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estate subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fiker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fiker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fiker Concrete.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRV signing supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV signing supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Or on the web at MRVsunning.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
And welcome back here to Tuslaw High School, getting set to bring you this varsity matchup between West Holmes and the Tuslaw here this evening. A full slate of boys basketball in around the area tonight. Highland is at Sandy Valley. Indian Valley travels to Garaway. Triway will host St. Thomas Aquinas. TCC plays host to Wayndale. Central Christian will host Lake Center Christian. Ashland will travel to Worcester. Olentangy-Berlin is at Mount Vernon tonight in the Hive. Sandusky will go to Madison. Claymont will play host to Ridgewood. Malvern will host Connaughton Valley. And Buckeye Trail will go to East Canton on the boys' side. On the girls' side tonight, East Knox is at Danville. Martin, Mount Vernon is at Marion Harding. Lexington will host Tiffin, and Mansfield Senior is hosting Bellevue tonight on the girls' side. Troy Fritz joined tonight by none other than Don Hall beside me to my left. We want to remind you that you can also catch the game tonight on YouTube, courtesy of our good friends at Claxon Communications. So if you're catching us on the air right now, you can just log on to YouTube, search WKLM-FM, West Holmes Basketball, and you can join the game here tonight. Don Hall beside me here, and Don, a little different matchup here. Now you have one team winless, one team coming in with just one win on the year. Something's going to give here tonight. What do you expect out of this contest?
Well, it's going to be a fantastic game. I mean, you could probably go and ask both coaches tonight, say, hey, is this season going the way you want? They're both going to tell you no. All right, but it's not because of lack of effort. It's not because of lack of practice. I mean, so on and so forth. It's just a culmination of things. Some young guys that just coming through, especially from Tussaw. They play a lot of freshmen and sophomores. And the West Holmes, they've done everything that they could possibly do to win a game, except win. I mean, it's just they've led, and they've had like a just against Mount Vernon, had about a 3.5 minute stretch where they just couldn't capitalize, had three turnovers in a row, and that led to 3 points, or it's actually 6 points for Mount Vernon. So just little things are going to maybe big things tonight.
Yeah, we talked about West Holmes on the way up here on the ride, Donnie, and you know, they've lost 4 games by 4 points this year, maybe another one in there by 7 points. So a lot of close matchups for West Holmes. To your point, they just haven't been able to get over that hump.
That's true. They just need that once, just that victory, I think, to get that taste back in their mouth, and that way they'll go forward just playing as hard as they can and doing what they can to do. But I'll tell you right now, tonight, second chance points and 50-50 balls are going to be the difference maker.
Well, you know, two teams like this that have not won a lot of games on the year, maybe tournament's a different viewpoint. This is an even matchup for them, so they're going to come in here and play, you know, with everything they have, knowing that a win is a realistic possibility tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee you both teams have had this game circled for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for Tussaw, as you mentioned, playing a lot of young players, going through their schedule, they've lost some close ball games too, so this is a team that could have 5 or 6 wins on the year very easily.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Pac-7's competitive, very competitive. You've got Triway in there, you've got Northwest in there, CVCA, so I mean, it's a very competitive league, and you know, OCC is a very competitive league as well. I mean, there's really no nights off.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, taking a look at West Holmes, you're talking about some of their younger players. Of course, Collier Klein's having doing a great job this year. Nate Fair's really coming on strong. But, you know, looking at some of the younger players before, Manny Camacho, giving him some quality minutes, starting to become, it looks like it could be a presence in the post when he wants to be.
Right. The last game, I believe he had 6 points maybe in the first half and before he got into foul trouble. I mean, his presence alone just inside, well, he is 6'4", and he's got some really long arms, yeah. And I mean, and he knows the game of basketball. He's got a nice little soft touch. I'd look for him to maybe be a big factor tonight. And then another thing, too, is you have Nate Sprang now as a freshman coming in off that bench, and he's getting some quality minutes and very quality, you know, very important time for West Holmes here lately.
Yeah, we saw him provide a pretty good spark off the bench against Mount Vernon a couple times, and you know, so you have your younger players starting to play well here for the Knights, and you know, maybe that's the element that they've been missing this year, is maybe that depth coming off the bench. So in a game like this, maybe that's where that starts to pay dividends.
That's true, and I think it also helps on the, you know, giving those starting five a little bit of a break. Even if it's just a minute or 2 minutes, let them get a chance to catch their breath and get a drink of water, and that's going to go a long ways in a very highly contested game.
Well, it absolutely is when you have teams out there playing defense. That 30-second breather sometimes means the world, and if you don't have the depth, you don't get that breather. That leads to fatigue going down the stretch, and West Holmes has not had that depth so far.
Right, and they're starting to find it a little bit. He's going, you know, 8-9 deep if he has to, and which is a good thing that you know for the Knights to get that little break. And like I said, once again, it could be just a little bit, a 10-second before a timeout. So you get that 10 seconds, then you get that timeout to rest and replenish your fluids.
And you're talking to our player, Sam Sprang. Sam for West Holmes, a great outside shooter. You know, his scoring's been a little bit up and down, but he's had to fill a lot of different roles. So tonight might be a game he's looking to break out as well.
And that's true. Sam does whatever you ask him. He can score if you need it. The other night, they were face guarding Collier Klein. So Sam had to bring the basketball. He and Nate Fair had to bring the basketball. So there's different elements that they bring to the table every single time, every single game, and they get better every game doing it.
Well, they do. And, you know, one other player I want to talk about just briefly is Lynn Klein, a sophomore. Doesn't show up big in the box scores, but Lynn's that kid that's going to be, he's a great athlete, a sophomore. Comes in and just plays so hard, gives you a really good defensive effort. He got a little foul trouble down on Mount Vernon that limited his playing time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's, if you notice, Lynn's probably been on the other team, opposing team's best player almost every game. Yep. But I think he relishes that role, and he just needs to play with his feet and use his chest. People get to the key instead of using his hand, because he's been in a little bit of foul trouble here lately. But I tell you what, just a great, great defensive player for the Knights.
Well, you speak like an old coach, Donnie, playing defense with your feet. Have you ever used that line before?
Oh, once or twice. But I'll tell you what, defense is what's going to win you games.
Well, it will. And the defense should be the trick here for Knight for West Holmes. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Don Hall will have your starting lineups. We'll tip this one off from Tuzlow. Don't go away. It's boys high school basketball right here on WKLM.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rhodey's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rhodey. We have sweet imported red cherries, $3.99 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, $3.99. 48-ounce Mayfield Farms ice cream, buy one, get one free. We also have Gerber's whole fryers, $2.19 a pound. Bob Evans roll sausage, $3.99. Smithfield sliced bacon, $2.99. Pollock fillets for $3.99. And 31 to 40 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $5.29. That's now through Sunday at Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Hey, And we're ready for your starting lineups here at Tuslaw High School. And those starting lineups are being brought to you tonight by the Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car's damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for your starting lineups, here is Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. Starting tonight for the visiting team, the West Tolmes Knights. Number 31, a 6'4" sophomore post, Manny Camacho. Number 5, a 6-foot sophomore forward, Lynn Klein. Number 4, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 12.6 points a game, Collier Klein. Number 2, a 6'4" senior forward, averaging 10.2 points a game, Nate Fair. And rounding out your starting 5, number 1, a 6-foot guard, averaging 9.4 points a game, Sam Sprang. The Knights are led by head coach Ben Belden. For your home team tonight, your Tuslaw Mustangs. Number 0, 5'8", junior guard Tyler Simmons. Number 1, a 5-foot, 9-inch freshman, averaging 9.1 points a game, Parker Reinhardt. Number 2, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 9.7 a game, Sparrow Smith. Number 12, a junior forward, averaging 9.6 points a game, Robert Nash. And rounding out your starting 5, number 24, 6-foot sophomore forward, Lincoln Cochran.
Very good, Don. Those starting lines have been brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. So give Brooks a call at 330-674-1483. Introductions are done. Tuslaw is going to be in their home white uniforms. Bright blue trim down the side, blue numerals trimmed in red on the front and back. West Holmes in their traveling red with white numerals, blue stripes down the side. For West Holmes, Nate Fair will step into the center circle. For Tuslaw will be Robert Nash, the junior forward. Remind you, you can catch all the action courtesy of Clarkson Communication Night on YouTube. Just search for WKLM-FM West Holmes Basketball on YouTube and catch all the sights and sounds in your own living room. There's the tip, and West Holmes will control the tap to start the contest. This will be Collier Klein. They'll move from right to left. Lynn Klein has it on the left wing. He'll dribble up top. Now Sam Frank swings it over right side to Nate Fair. Fair surveys the defense. Now Lynn Klein with it high on the left. Hand off, Collier Klein. Klein will throw it into the high post. Manny Camacho. Right side it goes to Lynn Klein. Up off the glass, right side. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Good take by Lynn.
That's a good pass inside to Manny. Manny got double-teamed with Lynn's defensive player. Lynn cut to the bucket. Nice little pass.
Good recognition. You got your post making an inlet pass to the guard on the low block. Little Lynn Klein at the free throw line. Front one goes off the front iron. No good. Just underway here from Tuslaw. West Holmes got the opening tip. Lynn Klein at the free throw line. Makes one of two. West Holmes up 1-0. No ball will go over to Tuslaw. And this will be Smith with it, bringing it up now into the front court, high on the left side, guarded by Collier Klein. He'll go off a high screen. Now kick it over to Cochran. Cochran pass high on the left to Simmons. Simmons now back on the right side to Spiro Smith. Smith in the paint, kicks out left corner. Reinhardt taking a three-ball shot. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Cochran. His putback up and in. Lincoln Cochran with the putback. 2-1, Tuslaw.
And we were just talking about the second-chance points.
And Tuslaw got the first one, gives them the lead. Ball goes back to the Knights. This is Sprang now high post right. It goes to Fair. Lynn Klein cutting on the right side. His shot up, blocked. Going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here with West Holmes as it went off a Tuslaw player. Remind you to stay tuned following the contest tonight for the high school scoreboard. That's brought to you tonight by the Yoder Lumber Company. Stay tuned as Kenna Howell will have all your scores from around the area all the way till midnight. West Holmes with the ball. This is Collier Klein with a high on the right. Now he goes to the foul line. Kicks it back up top. Sam Sprang left side. Now to Lynn Klein. Nate Fair down in the left corner. Goes baseline to the hole. Lost it, but kicks across to Klein. Collier Klein with it. Now up top. Sam Sprang. Three ball on the way. Front iron. No good. Rebound Manny Camacho. Good board for West Holmes. Back out to Sprang left wing. Dribble drive penetration to paint. Shot no good. Rebound will come down to Lincoln Cochran for Tuslaw. Now this will be Nash within the baseline right. His shot up and in. Nash quickly scores.
Tuslaw's doing a great job of pushing the ball down the court, putting pressure on West Holmes' defense.
Getting out in tempo is Tuslaw. Up to 4-1. Now 6:07 to go, period one. Fair with the ball for West Holmes. He'll dribble drive left side. Jump stop in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Too many hops. He traveled. Turnover Knights.
Mm-hmm. Right idea. He should have just stopped at that first jump stop.
The first one looked good. The official didn't like the second one.
No.
So ball will go back over to Tuslaw. First turnover for West Holmes. 6 minutes to go here, period number one, 4-1 Tuslaw. Smith will bring it up for Tuslaw. The senior guard averages 9.7 a game. Guarded by Collier Klein right there at half court. Klein got a little close. Whistle a foul.
He did. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Smith is the only senior on the team.
He is indeed. Foul on Klein. Be his first team foul number one. Each team with one here. And ball's inbound at two Nash. He's got it high on the left. He'll work left side. Now pass down the left corner. It goes to Cochran. Cochran looks inside. Guarded out there by Camacho. A little close with the body. They're going to get Manny with the foul. Foul trouble is some of his issue at Mount Vernon here tonight, Donnie. Something to watch.
And that's where we've started off right now.
Two quick ones for West Holmes here. Oh, this will be Smith with the basketball sideline out of bounds. He'll get it into Simmons. Simmons has it now high on the left, guarded by Sam Sprang. Simmons will hand off back on the left wing to Smith. Smith takes off, dribble drives left side all the way, the hole up and in, found the lane, and he took off.
Yes, he did. I mean, West Holmes has got to be able to stop him outside that key.
6-1 lead, Tuslaw. Here's West Holmes now. Camacho. Quick whistle there. We're going to get a hold call on Tuslaw, I believe.
I believe they're going to call the two hands. He had two hands on his back on Nash.
They did. Oh, that will be two fouls on, actually, they did to get Nash. That's his second foul, so watch that one. Two team fouls. Nope, I'm sorry, it's just his first. There's a shot up by Camacho. Block, rebound will come down to Simmons. Now Tuslaw quickly the other way. This is Nash. Right side, stop and pop from 15. Now blocked by Camacho. Rebound comes down to Fair. Here comes Collier Klein for West Holmes racing the other direction. Front court, he's going to be fouled. Officials calling it pretty tight here early on, Donnie.
That's real tight. Now, you know, maybe they were out here to watch a little bit of that JV game because that was a foul city there.
It was indeed. Three team fouls now on Tuslaw. West Holmes basketball inbounded. This will be Sprang high on the right. Swing it all the way left. Collier Klein, three ball and away. Front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinhardt for Tuslaw. Here goes Smith quickly the other way. Front court, right side to the hole. Taken away by Collier Klein. Klein now into the front court. Left side, all the way to the hole. Shot up and no good, but he's fouled. Got the block. Parker Reinhardt tried to get back on defense. They're going to pick up the foul. Team foul number four for Tuslaw.
I tell you what, Parker Reinhardt, freshman for Tuslaw, willing to sacrifice his body.
5'9 freshman guard, afraid of nothing. He raced back, got in position, took a hard hit from Klein. Collier Klein will make the first one, get him in the scoreboard, 6-2. Remind you, the game will be announcing our Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things customer apparel. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com, where quality and service never go out of style. Free throw was missed. Nate Fair got the rebound back, missed his first one, got another offensive rebound back up and in is Fair. 6-4 lead now for Tuslaw. West Holmes closes it to two. Full court press being applied by the Knights now. Tuslaw throw over top of it. And this will be Nash in the front court. Now Smith with it high on the left side, guarded by Collier Klein. He'll move it left side now to Simmons. Simmons looks, foul line extended left, now brings it up top. Tried to throw it inside, taken away by Camacho. Now ahead, Collier Klein. Line laying glass up and in. Tied up, 6-6.
Yeah, that's what West Holmes has been missing a little bit this year, is having those little turnovers come to easy points for them.
Yeah, that's an easy way to get buckets. Oh, West Holmes stays in their pseudo cool fort pressure here, and there's going to be another foul on the right side. And who? They got Sam Spring on that one. Team foul number three. That's Spring's first.
Well, that was a little bump, but they are calling it consistently close.
They are consistently tight tonight so far. Simmons with it now inbounds for Tuslaw. He'll move it top of the key, and Lynn Klein had a steal. They're going to get him on the foul on the reach first. And so for Klein, that's going to be team foul number four for West Holmes, his first.
So this next foul, there's going to be a team shooting free throws.
Indeed, early on to go here. Tuslaw basketball now. This will be Smith with it in the backcourt. Now working across the timeline, high on the right. Swing it back over to the left. This is Cochran. Cochran now to Simmons with it on the left wing. Up top, Reinhardt. Going against Lynn Klein, kicks it in, now out down to Smith in the right corner, back up top, it'll go to Reinhardt. He'll step back, right wing three, front iron, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Coughlin. His shot no good. Rebound will come down to Nate Fair. Fair tried to get it up ahead to Sprang, threw it out of bounds. Turnover on the West Holmes. And there's going to get Nate Sprang up into the game, Donnie. Just as you said, been seeing some quality minutes early. He's going to see some tonight. Out goes Camacho. And this will be Smith now for Tuslaw, walking up into the front court. 3 minutes to go, first period. Tied up 6-6 here at Tuslaw High School. Good defense being applied by Klein up top, but too good.
I think he caught a hook on Smith.
They did indeed. Smith hooked him with that left arm as he got around there. That'll be a turnover on Tuslaw, their fourth.
Now kudos to Collier Klein's defense right there.
So ball goes back over to the Knights. Tied up 6-6, under three to go. Nate Fair has it high on the right side for the Knights. Looked inside, now Lynn Klein, top of the key. He goes over to Collier Klein on the left side. Spin moving to the paint. Shot up with the right hand, no good, but a whistle. You're going to get a foul called. Klein saw that little opportunity in the lane right there, Don, and he went right into it.
It doesn't take much daylight for Collier to get into the key, and he got in the key. Nice little spin move, created that contact. Now he's going to go shoot two, and he's currently 1-2 from the free throw line.
Yeah, we've talked about his quickness throughout the year. He definitely has quicks. First one up on the way, and that one is good. So in for Tuslaw now will be Pearson Kinsey, and out will go Tyler Simmons. The Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting serving you for the past 25 years. They're located in Millersburg and serving surrounded areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Second free throw was missed. Loose ball ensued. That was going to be tied up on the floor, so jump ball will go over to Tuslaw.
Give West Holmes time to set up press if they so choose to do so. Looks like a 2-2-1 press.
West Holmes with their first lead up 7-6. They're going to get Collier Klein on the kick, but yes, West Holmes in that press. Tuslaw looking to survey that a little bit. Looks like it's giving him a little bit of trouble. This will be Coughlin. He'll take it outside, line out of bounds right in front of their bench. Now Kinsey. Now back over to Coughlin, still in the backcourt. There's going to be the takeaway at the half court, knocked away by Sprang. Collier Klein with it. He has it stripped out of his hands. Ooh. They're going to get Coughlin on the foul. Looked like a pretty clean swipe.
It was a good with the hands, but he might have got him with the body.
Tuslaw crowd not happy with the call, but that's going to send Collier Klein back to the free throw line. First foul on Kinsey. Free throw is up and in by Collier. West Holmes now out 8-6. 2:20 to go, period one. Second free throw on the way. Got them both. Klein up to 5 points, 9-6 lead West Holmes. 2:18 to go, period number one. It'll be Reinhardt with him in the backcourt. He'll throw it back to Spiro Smith. Now to Reinhardt. Front court, Coughlin. Have it center of the floor now. Throws it back up top to Smith. He'll set the offense. Left wing now to Kinsey. Back up top to Smith. Defense by Lynn Klein. Under two to go, period number one. Smith works left side against Klein. He's got a step all the way to the hole. They're going to get Klein on the block.
That'll be his second foul.
It is his second foul. Got him backpedal. A little bit of contact.
And Tuslaw will shoot.
Well, that's going to get Collier Miller up off the bench for West Holmes along with Manny Camacho. Plenty of fouls to go around here early in the first period. Both teams in the bonus. And Spiro Smith to the free throw line to shoot two. Misses the first one. Out will come Lynn Klein and Nate Fair for the Knights. Collier Miller and Camacho in. Smith will have one more free throw remaining for Tuslaw. Senior guard averaging just under 10 points a game. Gets the second one to drop. Lead down two for West Holmes, 9-7. Here comes Collier Miller now with the basketball for the Knights. Miller across the timeline, now guarded up top by Coughlin. Now swings it left wing over to Nate Sprang. Sprang on the left, now up top, brother Sam. Sam will take the three ball, buried it. Sam Sprang with his first points. It's a deep three.
I say, when he just turns squares and shoot without any hesitation, it's gone.
It looked good when it left his hand. 12-7 Knights, 1:27 to go. There's a turnover Tuslaw. They just threw it out of bounds, almost into the lobby.
That'd be 6 total turnovers for Tuslaw.
West Holmes defense paying dividends early, and they have a 5-point lead. This will be Klein in the backcourt for West Holmes. Now into the front court across the timeline right. He'll work off the high screen by Camacho. Step back deep, 3 back iron, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Kinsey for Tuslaw. Up ahead to Reinhardt. Reinhardt foul line into the lane. Kicks it down in the left corner. There's a deep 3 down there by Nash. Buried it. Good ball movement by Tuslaw.
That's what Tuslaw does best when they push the ball down the court. Get it set up real quick and get that quick shot.
Pulled back within 2 now, 12-10. Now it's Camacho for West Holmes up top. Spring. Left wing it goes to Nate Spring. Kick it across. Coyer Miller, 3 right corner. Got it!
I'll tell you, that all started with a penetration by Nate Spring to draw that defense in, dish it out to Coyer for an easy 3.
Great ball movement. Unselfish by the Knights. Back up 15-10. 35 seconds to go. This is Smith for Tuslaw. Tuslaw works against Collier Klein. He has it high on the right side. Klein picks his pocket. Now there goes Collier Klein the other direction. Left side. Nice reach around there by Smith. Knocked it out of bounds. Good hustle. The ball will stay with West Holmes. They'll have it baseline out of bounds. 24 seconds to go. Nate Fair will get back up off the bench for West Holmes. Out will go Nate Spring.
Good minutes by Nate Spring right there. Real good minutes for the freshman.
Yeah, about 90-second quality contribution there by the freshman. Collier Klein has it in the right corner for West Holmes. Now on the right wing. Foul line, spin move, right side off the glass, up and in. That was pretty.
I take Collier is just, I hate to say that, but he's strong. He's stronger than the Tuslaw guys right there. That just showed.
Absolutely. Took it right to him there. Now leads 17-10. West Holmes biggest. 5 seconds to go. Tuslaw with the basketball. This is Simmons deep. 3 right side. That's going to be stuck between the basketball and basket. I mean, it's stuck.
Be jump ball. Be West Holmes ball. West Holmes really doesn't want that with 0.7 seconds to go.
Never seen one stick from 3 quite like that.
That means it'll be Tuslaw ball here starting the second quarter.
There you go. Inbound at 7-10. Collier Klein's going to get the shot off. Hits the curtain at the top of the ceiling, and that's where the first quarter is going to end. West Holmes has a 17-10 lead after 1 back after this on at WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
And we're back here at Tuslaw High School. Period number 2 getting ready to get underway. West Holmes, the good scoring output. Period number 1 of a 17-10 lead over Tuslaw. It'll be Tuslaw basketball to start period number 2. Don, that was a good quarter there for the Knights.
Yes, it was.
It's Tuslaw basketball now. This will be Spiro Smith with it. He'll have it in the front court, guarded by Collier Klein on the right side. Looking down to the right post, going to get a bounce pass down to Nash. Double teamed by Fair and Camacho in the low post. Back up top to Kinsey. Kinsey now up to Simmons. Then Tuslaw will reset. Spring defends the basketball, top of the key. Now screen right. Now Camacho picks up the basketball. This will be Simmons with a high on the right. Looking inside, nowhere to go. Good defense by Camacho. Now he'll dribble drive, reset the offense up top. Simmons, a 5'8 junior guard. He'll pass it over on the right side to Spiro Smith. Looking inside, they're going to have Peyton Gleesman in the ballgame now. Now it's Nash inside the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Camacho. Now Collier Klein. Klein has it front court for the Knights. Now on the right side to Spring. That's Sam Spring. Spring back up top to Fair. Now hands it off on the left side to Coyer Miller. Miller works around the screen back up top. Collier Klein high on the right, driving to the paint. Shot off the glass. No good. Offensive board comes down to Camacho. Put back up and good. Count it. Nice move by Manny Camacho.
I'll tell you what, Manny Camacho's second offensive rebound tonight.
That was a good, strong, not only a good, strong rebound, but he showed the strength on the putback as he got fouled and got the drop shot to drop. Bill Camacho to the line for West Holmes. He'll shoot one. Back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Simmons. And for Tussle, that's going to get Coughlin back up into the ballgame as well as Reinhardt. Out will go Gleespen and Kinsey. West Holmes with a 19-10 lead. Minute 25 gone here, period number two, and this will be Smith with the basketball. He'll start the offense on the right side. He goes by Klein. Now Klein catches up, pulls it back out. Bounce pass on the right side now to Coughlin. Coughlin works baseline against Fair. Now Reinhardt. Reinhardt guarded by Coyer Miller. Good defense by Miller. Reinhardt spin move. Shot blocked by Fair inside. Rebound Coyer Miller. Now here comes Coyer the other way. Coyer Miller to the foul line. Kicks it back out. Collier Klein deep three. Bingo! And just like that, West Holmes up 22-10. Timeout Tussle. We'll take a break. Don't go away. It's boys high school basketball here on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
And we are back here from timeout. West Holmes up 22-10. Don, West Holmes' defense has been really good here.
Looks really, really good. Letting their defense become their offense sometimes here. And I'll tell you what, I mean, you got the foot on the pedal. You need to just keep it on there right now.
And so far, they have done a great job of that. The 12-point leader. Ball goes back over to Tuslaw. And this will be Coughlin within the backcourt. West Holmes set up in their full court pressure coming out of that timeout. That's knocked loose in the front court, but Tussle will pick it up. Smith will pick it up in the right corner. Here comes Collier Klein to knock it loose, picked back up by Simmons. Klein's been everywhere. Simmons has the ball now guarded by Klein. Klein not giving any ground. Now he'll pass on the left side to Reinhardt. Collier Klein has 11 points here in this first half thus far for West Holmes. This will be Simmons now for Tussle. Night defense not given. Tussle trying to find that opening. Not there. Klein almost had another steal. There goes Simmons on the right side down into the trees. And ball loose to the floor. Picked up by Coughlin. He got the shot off. Then he's going to draw the foul.
Well, I mean, right there, Tussle got into the key, got into the paint against West Holmes. And then every time they get in there, they come up with that nice little easy layup.
Well, give credit to Coughlin there picking up that semi-loose ball. Went right to the hole strong. So he'll have a chance for the three-point play here. Coughlin, a 6-foot sophomore for Tussle, averaging just over 4 points a game. That one hits the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Fair for the Knights. 22-12 lead for West Holmes. This will be Spring with it on the high on the right side. Spring dribbles around the defense up top, has it poked out from behind, out of bounds. Stays with the Knights.
Yeah, Smith's got that little reach around. Does a pretty good job of not making contact, so West Holmes have to be leery of that when you go past him. Better cross over.
Absolutely. Caden Boak in the ballgame now for Tussle. And Klein just tried to alley-oop one down low to Fair, a little too high. Turnover on West Holmes as here comes Smith the other direction. He lost it out of bounds, and he'll give it right back to the Knights. Turnover on Tussle.
Yeah, that was a set play back down here for West Holmes for an alley-oop for Nate Fair. I've actually seen that done in practice, and Nate throws that thing down.
Well, Collier Klein threw that one a little too hot. Wasn't nobody throwing that one down.
You could have got that in Troy, right?
No, not me. Not today. Collier Klein has it in the front court for West Holmes. There he is on the right side. Three ball, back iron, no good. Tipped around. Coyer Miller, offensive board. Put back 10 foot on the left, no good. He gets his own offensive rebound. Now Nate Fair on the left block. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound will come down to Simmons. You got all that, Donnie?
I do.
Here comes Smith the other way for Tuslaw. Tuslaw with it high on the left side, guarded by Sam Sprang. Now this will be Simmons. Simmons guarded by Collier Klein. Now pass it right wing. It'll go to Reinhardt. Reinhardt guarded by Coyer Miller. Miller swings left side. Now Simmons deep three left side. Shot no good. Rebound will come down to Wyatt Slough. 6 foot senior in the ballgame for West Holmes. He'll give it to Klein. Now Klein to the front court. 4 minutes to go, first half. Klein, hesitation dribble, all the way the hole, left side, shot no good. Coyer Miller, another offensive rebound. He'll take the 15-footer. No good. Rebound, Collier Klein put back, no good. The rebound will come down to Smith for Tuslaw. A lot of second chance points for the Knights. They didn't capitalize on those last two possessions. Smith now for Tuslaw, has it high on the right side. He goes by Klein all the way the hole, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound, Coyer Miller. By my count, that's four quick rebounds for him, Donnie.
That's actually five total today so far.
Sam Sprang has it for West Holmes. 10-footer right side, no good. Ball tipped around loose, picked up by Smith, by Tuslaw. He'll give it up now to Reinhardt. Reinhardt will walk it up the core for the Mustangs. Across the timeline, high on the left side. This will be Simmons. Works against Sprang. Now Smith. Knocked out of his hands by Coyer Miller. Stolen by Coyer Miller. There's a turnover. Good effort by Miller.
Just fantastic hustle by Coyer Miller. That's his niche, is right there, is playing defense.
Well, great quality minutes for him. Here goes Collier Klein the other way. There's Wyatt Slough. He'll take the 12-footer off the glass, but he's fouled, no good. He'll go to the free throw line, shoot two.
I mean, that's something that Wyatt really hasn't done, is to shoot that 15-footer. So that's good that he's got that in his arsenal this year.
I like to see the aggressiveness by West Holmes here. Slough will take the first one up off the back iron, no good. Remind you, you can get Tuttle service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection, and all the repairs are done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Wyatt Slough has one more remaining for the Knights. Eyes that one, shoots it, in and out, no good. Rebound, Nate Fair, another offensive board, put back, no good. Board ripped down there by Simmons. Quickly up ahead it'll go, this will be Nash, shot of right side up and in.
Like I said, once again, Tuslaw, that is their game. Just push that ball and get that shot up as quick as you can.
They like the tempo when they can get there. Nate Fair for West Holmes with it on the right wing. He'll drive hard to the hole, shot up and in. Nobody was stopping that one. Lead back to 10, 24-14, Knights. Mustang basketball. This will be Kinsey. Kinsey works up top, guarded by Nate Sprang. Now ball passed on the left side to Reinhardt, guarded by Lynn Klein. Reinhardt to the foul line, works right side, kicks it back up Simmons. He has it high on the right. Now to the foul line, tries to back down Sprang. Bounce pass on the right block, shot up and in. And that was put in by number 21. That's Caden Boak.
Yeah, once again, Tuslaw getting in too easy for them to get into the key. Too easy.
High percentage shots underneath what they like. They've trailed by 8, 24-16. Lynn Klein with the basketball, now Schlau. Inside Fair. Fair back to the basket. Spin, nowhere to go, back up top, Lynn Klein, right side, they're going to get a 3-second call. Somebody camped out in there too long.
I think they got Nate Fair on that one.
They turn over Knights. Under two to go, 1:44 to go, first half, one Knights up 24-16.
Here we go, freshman on freshman, Kinsey and Spring.
Battle of the youngsters, Kinsey with the basketball now, looks up top, passing on the left wing to Simmons. Simmons will work back up top for Tuslaw. Pass it on the left wing. Now to go to Nash. Nash drives into the lane. Penetration shot up. Rattles around. No good. Offensive rebound will come down to Boak. Boak will kick it on the right wing to Reinhardt. He'll knock down the three. And West Holmes wants a timeout. So we'll take it with him. 1:14 to go. Don't go away. It's boys high school basketball here on WKOM.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Lyons. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
After the game, we'll be announcing our Six Monies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. There's Sprang for West onto the right wing, a three, no good. Rebound will come down to Simmons. Simmons quickly up ahead, will go to Nash, who shot up and in. There goes Tuslaw running the floor again, 24-21.
They do a fantastic job running the floor and filling the lanes.
Got themselves right back in at Dorn. There's Sprang with a right wing three. Shots no good. Knocked around loose on the floor. Picked up by Lynn Klein. Now Collier climbed into the paint. His shot up no good, but he was fouled by Simmons.
Yeah, Collier getting to the line, just being real strong with the ball.
West Holmes has found a lot of success with their dribble drives tonight. Klein has done a great job.
Currently tonight, Collier is 4-6 from the charity stripe.
He'll have two more here. He has 11 points on the evening. First one up, back iron, no good. Wyatt Schlau will check back in. Coyer Miller back in. Out goes Lynn Klein and Manny Camacho. Collier Klein with one free throw remaining. West Holmes up 24-21. Got that one. Give him 12. 38 seconds. Ball goes back over to Tuslaw. This will be Kinsey. Across the timeline, guarded by Sam Sprang. Kinsey works left side. Now back to the right. Passes on the right wing. This is Reinhardt. And they're going to get a whistle and a foul. Collier Klein, a little hand check. Foul number two on Collier. That's going to send him to the bench. They'll get Nate Sprang in. They don't want him to get three before half.
No, I mean, once again, very consistent officiating by the officials. They're calling out close both ways.
Absolutely. From the opening whistle. No ball with Tuslaw. Now this will be Kinsey. He'll work on the left side, guarded by Nate Sprang. Kinsey on the right side now swings it up top to Coughlin. Now Coughlin on the left wing to Reinhardt. Reinhardt looks inside up top to Kinsey. Kinsey goes left side, kicks it down in the corner. Now this is Reinhardt. Reinhardt back on the right side to Nash. Nash goes to the right side, shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Nate Fair. 2 seconds, 1 second. There's a DP by Nate Sprang. That's going to be well short, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. West Holmes will take a 25-21 lead in at halftime. We'll be back after this to wrap up your first half here on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
West Holmes leads Tush Hall by a score of 25-21. And taking a look at your first half numbers here for West Holmes. Sam Sprang has 3 points in the night. Collier Klein leads all scorers. He has 14. Nate Fair has 4. Manny Camacho with 2. And Coyer Miller with 3 points for West Holmes. For Tuslaw in the first half. Parker Reinhardt has 3. Spiro Smith with 3. Robert Nash with 9. Lincoln Conklin has 4. And Caden Boak has 2 points to round up the scoring for 21 for Tuslaw. West Holmes with a 25-21 lead. Now for your first half numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. Once again, West Holmes 25, Tuslaw 21. 3-point field goals. Tuslaw 2 of 6 for 33%. West Holmes 3 of 9, 33%. 2-point field goals. Tuslaw 7 of 13 for 54%. West Holmes 5 of 16 for 31%. At the free throw line, Tuslaw 1 of 3, 33%. West Holmes 6 of 13 for 46%. Total rebounds, West Holmes is winning that 19 to Tussle, 17, and 19 of those rebounds are 10 offensive rebounds. Total turnovers, Tussle with 9, West Holmes with 4.
And West Holmes doing a great job taking care of the basketball here so far, Don. But, you know, Tussle, when they've had their opportunities, they've gotten back out in this with transition basketball.
I mean, that's what it is they're having a tough time scoring in the half-court set. So what they want to try to do is they try to push the ball down the court and get the offense actually in motion before West Holmes has a chance to set up their defense.
You know, and so for West Holmes, they got out to a hot start here. They kind of let that lead erode. It's been kind of the theme with West Holmes this year. So, you know, what do they need to do to stop that bleeding here and finish this one out, Don?
Well, they just got to find that cohesiveness out on that court, everybody on that same page and able to stop those little three-minute droughts, and that's what they had. And they were up a couple digits there, I think 10, 11, 12 yeah. points, and then Tussle was able to get back to that four-point halftime deficit.
We will step aside here, take a break, let the band finish up their halftime show so we can hear. But when we come back, it'll be second half tip-off right here from Tussle High School. Don't go away. It's high school basketball on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Fix Mondays, where quality and service never go out of style. And we're back underway here at Tussle here, West Holmes basketball. They'll have it here on the right side of the court. This will be Sam Spring with it on the right wing. Now it'll be Nate Fair. Nate Fair with on the right block. His shot up and in is Fair for West Holmes.
Boy, that was a man's drop step right there.
Nobody was going to stop him on that right block. So West Holmes now the 27-21 lead. This will be Smith for Tussle. Tussle has it now on the right side. This will be Smith guarded by Collier Klein. And there's a quick whistle. They're going to get Lynn Klein on a foul out on the right wing.
So you start to see a little frustration on the West Holmes players. Those fouls aren't called in the OCC, unfortunately.
No, they're not.
So they're going to have to adjust to the officiating. They have to.
Yep, absolutely. It's the way they've called it the whole game, like it or not. It's been tight. And there's Fussell with the basketball. This will be Reinhardt. Reinhardt has now on the left wing. This will be over to Smith. Smith now guarded by Fair. Smith takes off left side, blocked by Fair. He'll get the up rebound, and here goes Collier Klein. Klein up ahead, Sam Spring right side, three ball on the way, front iron no good. Rebound comes down to, that's going to be Reinhardt. Took it out of Fair's hands, and this will be Smith going the other direction now for Tuslaw. There's Reinhardt, right corner three, got it.
Boy, no hesitation there for that freshman. Just turn square and a shoot.
27-24, Lee cut the three here by the Knights. This will be Fair with it now in the half court. He'll pass it over in the left wing. This is Collier Klein. Klein to the foul line. He'll back it back out. And this will be Nate Fair. Fair now over to Lynn Klein with it high on the left side. Lynn inside to Nate Fair. It goes now on the block. Drives on the left side. Now Nate Fair, a shot up on the left side, up and in.
Well, I like West Holmes chances if Nate gets the ball 3 foot from the basket.
Not going to stop him down there. He's a big frame. Two quick buckets for Fair. West Holmes back up 29-24. Tuslaw with the basketball. This will be Simmons taken away by Nate Fair. Nate's come out on fire. He's going to be fouled going to the hole on the right side. Somebody woke Nate up, Donnie.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a smart foul by Tuslaw instead of, you know, just letting him have those 2 points.
Absolutely.
And take it out of bounds.
So Collier Klein will have it now on the baseline. For Tuslaw. Now get on the right side to Sprang. Sprang goes baseline, shot off the glass, right side, up and in. Nice strong move there by Sprang.
Real strong move by Sam Sprang to get to the hole.
Used his body well, kept the defender on his back. Now lead back to 7, 31-24. This will be Smith. Pass it over on the left wing, now to Reinhardt. Reinhardt back to Smith. Smith on the right wing now goes to Simmons. Simmons guarded by Sprang. He'll work with a left hand, come to the left side. Now Coughlin. Coughlin bounce pass high on the right to Reinhardt. Reinhardt looks off of the inside pass. Now this is going to be Nash down the right block. Back out it'll go to Reinhardt. Reinhardt to the foul line, kicks it left side. Simmons thinking about the three. Jab step, thinking about it. Now he'll go against Camacho to the left side. Bounce pass across the baseline. Now this is Reinhardt. Good defense by West Holmes. There's Coughlin, three left side. No good. Rebound, Collier Klein. West Holmes forced a deep three there. This is Sprang now for West Holmes. Collier Klein has it in the front court. Left wing Fair. He took off for the basket, lost it, but he got fouled.
Yeah, that's that one time that reach around. He hit a little bit of an arm.
So ball will stay here with the Knights. They'll have a baseline out of bounds right side of their basket. This will be Collier Klein. Pearson Kinsey checking in now for Tuslaw. Out will go Spiros Smith. Ball inbounded. Manny Camacho up top. It goes now to Nate Fair. Swing it left wing. Collier Klein, three ball. Got it. That looked pretty. In rhythm, 34-24. West Holmes under five to go. Third period. This will be Kinsey now across half court. And we're going to get a timeout called by Tuslaw. So it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break back after this on WKLM.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
And we're back here out of timeout. It'll be Tuslaw basketball. This will be Pearson Kinsey to do the inbound duties for Tuslaw. He'll have it sideline out of bounds opposite of their bench. And Kinsey has it now up top the key, guarded by Collier Klein for the Knights.
West Holmes in a 2-3 zone, a little spread out 2-3 zone.
going to force toss all the play away from the basket as much as they can. They've done their damage inside tonight. There's a double team up on the left wing. They'll get out of it. Now this will be Nash into the paint. Shot up off the glass. No good. Tipped around. Rebound. Collier Klein for the Knights. Klein comes out of the pack with it now across the timeline high on the right. He'll pass it right wing to Spring. Spring up top to Nate Fair. Fair will dribble left side. Hand off to Collier Klein. Back it up above the arc. Now dribble drive to the paint. Kicks it down right corner. Not before there's a whistle.
But there's that, you know, sort of touch foul that they've been calling all game. But, I mean, it's legit. It is legit.
It's legit going both ways. It's been consistent, Donnie. I don't think they can complain about it.
Yep.
Like it or not, they've called a very good game here so far. Collier Klein looking to inbound here for the Knights. They'll get it up on the right wing. This will be Lynn Klein. Now Collier Klein. Klein takes off in the lane, kicks it up on the high and the left. Nate Fair, three ball, back iron, no good. Tipped around, and they're going to get Lynn Klein over the back for West Holmes. That's going to be team foul number four on Lim.
I think that might be foul number four on Lim, right?
It is indeed. Team foul three on West Holmes, four on Klein. So that'll be Tuslaw basketball. They trail by 10, under four to go, period three. This will be Kinsey. Pearson Kinsey, the 5'7 freshman, getting a lot of playing time here for Tuslaw tonight, doing a good job running the point. Simmons with the basketball now. Catch a high on the right side to Kinsey. Kinsey goes foul line now down left corner. Reinhardt knocked out of his hands by Camacho. Good defense.
I mean, that's good. Manny, it sort of looks uncomfortable sometimes guarding on the perimeter. But I'll tell you what, when you got those long arms for that shot, knock that away.
Yeah, the 6'4 Camacho against the 5'7 Kinsey. That's a mismatch, Donnie.
Yep.
Kinsey up top now. Pass back on the left wing. It'll go to Simmons. Simmons guarded by Spring. Simmons still on the left side. Good defense by Spring. Knocks it back by half court. Picks up his dribble. Now this will be Cockle on the left. Cut off by Camacho on the baseline. Taken away by Camacho. Good defense. There goes Nate Fair. Front court. Line. Lane. Left side. Off the glass. All the way to the hole. Bounces around. No good. Ball loose in the floor. They're going to say it went off of who? Went off of Tuslaw. Team rebound. Goes to West Holmes.
Team rebound West Holmes. I'll tell you what. It's a... What we got? 10-3 run by West Holmes. Actually, 9-3 run by West Holmes. I think it has to do with West Holmes' strength.
They have played strong tonight. There's a shot from the left side by Collier Klein. A rebound came down to Manny Camacho. His putback attempt was no good, but he was fouled. And they're going to say it was on the floor before the shot. So team foul number four now on Tuslaw. That's the fourth foul on Lincoln Coughlin, the 6-foot sophomore. That'll send him to the bench. In's going to come at number 21, the 6-foot freshman, Caden Boak. Klein will inbounds for the Knights. Collier Miller, left corner. They'll just stop, pop. Long two, short, no good. Rebound Nash. And there's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Collier Miller. That's team foul number four in the Knights. First one on Collier.
Well, everybody's going to be shooting free throws. Next foul.
West Holmes up 10, under 3 minutes to go, period number three. Troy Fritz and Don Hall, glad to have you with us tonight. Another night of boys high school basketball here on WKLM. Tuslaw basketball, this is Boak with it down in the left corner, guarded by Manny Camacho. Boak will throw it up top to the left wing. This is Smith. Collier Klein will come out and apply the defense. 25 feet from the basket is Smith. Now Klein, keeping him outside. Good defense there by Klein. Now pass all the way across Reinhardt, right corner. Three, buried it. The boy can shoot the three, the 5'9 freshman. He's got three of them.
I'll tell you what, he's three or five behind the arc.
Looking good, keeping Tuslaw in it. There's Collier Miller. He'll come back with a shot of his own, misses everything. Rebound is Reinhardt. Reinhardt up ahead. Nash into the paint, jump stop, shot no good, but he's going to be fouled. Who are they going to get? It'll be Camacho or Klein. Got Collier Klein. Blocked by Camacho. Looked good. Collier got him with the body.
Yep.
Well, that's going to send Robert Nash, the junior forward, to the free throw line for Tuslaw.
Be his first attempts tonight.
Nash, misses that first one. But don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call today at 330-279-4522. Second free throw was knocked down by Nash. That's going to make the score 34-28, Tuswell, West Holmes basketball. This will be Coyer Miller with it, high on the left side. Up top to Camacho, passes the right wing to Collier Klein. Klein will work it in the paint, shot with the right hand up and under, counted. How about that move?
And once again, strength.
Foul was committed there by Caden Boak. No match for Klein. Collier Klein having himself a night here.
Collier currently 5 of 8 from the charity stripe tonight.
Getting it done from the free throw line as he is everywhere else on the floor. Klein eyes, shoots, got it. And West Holmes now the 37-28 lead. Smith has it top of the key. He'll pass it high on the right side. This will be Simmons. Simmons works on the right against Coyer Miller. Miller almost picked his pocket, knocked it loose, picked back up there by Simmons. Good defense tonight by Coyer. Getting some quality minutes.
That's what Coyer does best. That's his niche.
Keeping the ball a long way from the basket. Good job here by the West Holmes defense in this second half. This will be Sam Sprang. Now he'll guard on the left wing. Simmons will hand off. This will be Boak. Boak goes baseline, cut off by Sprang. Back up top to Simmons. Wyatt Schlau on the basketball. Now pass it right side to Smith. Smith about 30 feet from the bucket. Passes it now left side to Boak. Now Simmons. Under a minute. 45 seconds to go. Simmons will work right side. Spin moving into the lane. Nice dump on the right block to Smith up and in.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get in the key. You get those easy shots.
Found a wide open Smith down on the right block. Cuts a lead to 7. Ball back to West Holmes. This is Coyer Miller. Now Nate Sprang down the left corner. Going to find Collier Klein on the left block. Collier ducks inside. Shot no good. Rebound's going to come down to Reinhardt. Here comes Tuslaw with the basketball. Reinhardt, right wing, guarded by Nate Sprang. Up top now to Simmons. Collier Klein or Gold Simmons up top. He'll hand it off to Smith. Now there goes Spiro Smith in the lane from the foul line. Up off the glass all the way to hole and in.
Too easy getting to the key. Once again, too easy.
Wide lead down to 5. Here's Collier Klein. West Holmes, 3-pointer. Got it! It's a buzzer! How about that, Collier? There's a spark for West Holmes. Just like that, the third period will come to an end. West Holmes up 40-32. It's boys high school basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And fourth quarter ready to get underway here. West Holmes hanging on to a 40-32 lead. Collier Klein just hit a big three-pointer there at the end of the buzzer. The end of three at the buzzer to give West Holmes that 40-32 lead. Don, how's West Holmes looking here on paper?
Oh, pretty good. Third quarter score stats, 2-point field goals. 4 of 8 for West Holmes, 2 of 4 for Tuslaw. 3-point field goals, 2 of 5 for West Holmes, 2 of 3 for Tuslaw. Total rebounds, West Holmes 6, Tuslaw 5.
And Tuslaw with the basketball now in the front court. This will be Nash on the right corner. He'll give it up to Reinhardt. He'll go with him on the right side. Reinhardt muscles his way up and in. 4-2.
Take a good job, nice little pump fake. Got everybody up in the air, and then he went back up for an easy one.
Reinhardt just a 5'9 freshman here Unofficially, he's got 11 points on the evening. Poyer Miller now with the basketball for West Holmes. This will be Collier Klein top of the key. West Holmes with a six-point lead. Now Sprang down in the right corner. Bounce pass over to Nate Fair. Nate Fair bounces around down in the right block. No, now up top to Sprang. Now Collier Miller left wing. Manny Camacho left block. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back with the left hand. No good. Rebound will come down to Nash. Nash up ahead. Smith. Smith goes by Sprang on the left. Shot up and no good. And the official clear over on the other side of the floor. Came in and made a call on the backside. I'm not sure what that one was. It's going to send Spiro Smith to the free throw line.
Smith currently 1-2 today from the charity stripe.
Averaging just under 10 a game is Smith. He knocks that one down. He'll have one more remaining. He'll eye it, shoot it, and got it. Got them both. Lead four. We've been tight throughout here. West Holmes up 40-36. Under seven to go. This is Klein. Front court right wing. It'll go to Sprang. Down the right corner now. This is Camacho. Back up to Sprang. Sprang works against the defense. This will be Collier Klein. Deep three to right corner. No good. Rebound Collier Miller. Offensive board. Back up top Sprang. He'll take the deep three from the left. Back iron. No good. Tipped around. Collier Miller. Another offensive rebound. Now back to Sprang. Now left wing will go to Fair. Collier will take the three-pointer. Why not? Back on. Guess what? He got his own offensive rebound. Now Collier Klein with it high on the right. Miller with three offensive rebounds on this possession. Now Camacho, right corner. Nate Fair faked a shot. Goes baseline off the glass. Up and in.
What a good strong take by Nate Fair.
You got to tip his hat to Collier Miller for getting those second chance points for him.
Three offensive rebounds on that trip alone. He's got a handful tonight, Donnie.
Yeah, he's got six offensive rebounds right now.
Oh, West Holmes with a six-point lead, 42-36. Tussle ball. This will be Smith. Right corner now, Reinhardt. He'll take the deep three. Misses everything. Camacho with the rebound. Now Collier Klein with the ball for the Knights. Klein to the front court. He'll kick it over on the right side. This will be Sam Sprang. Sprang will work at left side. Nate Fair now over to Collier Klein. Klein to the lane, up off the glass. Shot no good, but he's fouled.
Boy, he comes off that pick and roll, and he just puts his shoulder down. It does, like I said, it does not take a whole lot of space for him to get to the basket.
Collier comes off that screen about as quick as anybody I've seen this year,
yeah,
Donnie.
Yeah, Ben is strong. He's just super, super low with the ball as well.
Absolutely. So Klein will go to the free throw line. We've got him for 21 points unofficially tonight. He's had a night. First free throw attempt up on the way, and that's good. Be sure to stay tuned for the high school scoreboard following tonight's contest. Kenna Howell's going to have all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. That's brought to you tonight by the Yoder Lumber Company. That's the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. One more remaining for Klein. That shot up on the way got that one. And actually rimmed out. It went out of bounds. They're going to say that went off of Tuslaw. So the ball will stay here with West Holmes. Final inbound. This will be Nate Fair, top of the key. And there's another whistle and a foul. They're going to get Smith.
That'll be his fourth foul, I believe.
Indeed it is. So Smith now with four. Ball will stay here with West Holmes. They'll decline the inbounds on the baseline. That's going to get Kinsey up off the bench. Smith will check out for the Mustangs. Klein will inbounds. He'll give it to Camacho in the right corner. Now back up on the right wing to Smith. Swing it left side. Collier Klein. Foul line. Bounce pass. Right block. Camacho. Glass up and in.
There we go.
A little good rhythm there.
Yeah, good entry pass by Collier Klein.
And we'll get a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. Don't go away. We'll be back after this on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Tolles Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about their Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the Southside, the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Now Tuslaw basketball. They trail 9-45-36, 5 minutes to go in the contest. This will be Kinsey. Kinsey now on the left wing to Simmons. Simmons guarded by Sprang. Simmons will bring it back up top, now work to the right side. Spin back to the left, looking, picked up a dribble, nowhere to go. Now Kinsey will come and get it. Kinsey with the left hand, foul line, reverse dribble, all the way to the hole to the right. Nice up and in there by Kinsey.
Well, that's a nice move by a freshman.
It is indeed. He's been impressive tonight. Played very good minutes here for Tuslaw. This will be Coyer Miller now for West Holmes. Nate Fair with it high on the right side. He'll go to the right side up off the glass all the way to the hole. You won't stop him. 47-38 lead Knights. There's Kinsey for Tuslaw. He'll walk it across the timeline, picked up there by Coyer Miller. Now right side will go to Parker Reinhart. He'll have it high on the left. Now this is Kinsey. Thought about the three. Got Camacho off his feet. Nice pass inside. There's a block by Fair. The shot was put up by Nash. No good. Got his rebound. Put it back up and in, does Nash. Now West Holmes basketball. This is Sam Spring. Collier Klein with it. Now top of the key. Inside, Manny Camacho. Left-handed up and in.
Boy, assist Klein again. Good left-hand finish by Manny.
Yeah, looked good with the left hand there. Finished nice and high. 6 points for Camacho, 49-40 West Holmes lead. Kinsey, right wing, Simmons. Up top, Nash. Now Simmons with a high on the left, bringing up top to Kinsey. Kinsey guarded by Miller, now Simmons on the left. Picks up his dribble, now he'll find Kinsey on the right side, guarded by Coyer Miller. Bounce pass into the low post right, now bounce pass to the left block of Simmons. Kicks it out to Reinhart. Reinhart 15-footer, shot no good. Rebound Nate Fair for the Knights. Collier Klein will bring it back the other direction, walk into the front court. He'll give it up to Fair. Now over to Sprang, high on the left. Sprang will bring it back up top, reset the offense. Now this is Miller. Nate Fair, foul line extended right. Collier Miller, top of the key. Foul line now swings it over to Collier Klein on the left side. Under three, Camacho into the paint, kicks it out. Klein thought about the three, pulled it down. Now Fair takes off to the hole, took an extra step there, Donnie.
Yes, he did.
I thought for a minute that looked awful good, but he walked.
That's West Holmes' first turnover in the second half.
Good notice. They've done a great job taking care of the basketball tonight for sure. Only five turnovers on the evening for the Knights. They've got a 49-40 lead, 2:35 to go in the contest. This will be Smith for Tuslaw. Front court, pass over in the right wing, Reinhart. Spraying on the defense, now Nash. Left wing, Simmons. Now Smith. Smith to the lane, stops, pops from eight, knocks it down.
A nice little jumper for Smith.
Floated it with the right hand, keeps him close within seven, 49-42. Now Collier Klein has it for the Knights. Coyer Miller with it on the left side. Miller brings it back up top. There's going to be ball knocked loose, thrown back into the backcourt. Still loose on the floor, and they're going to get a travel on Tuslaw.
I'll tell you, that's good hustle both teams right there.
Tyler Simmons come out of nowhere, almost get that steal, caused that melee. Tuslaw continuing to fight hard here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Zero wins does not mean zero effort, I'll tell you that.
Amen. The kids are playing hard out there. It's a fun game to watch. This is fair. For West Holmes, they'll go to the left side. This will be Lynn Klein back in the contest now. Under 2 minutes to go. Nate Fair has him on the left side. He'll go baseline, spin move.
Oh, good step
pivot
through.
Pivot back and up and in. Nice move.
Good step through Nate Fair.
He's played so strong here in the second half, up to 14 points. 9-point lead for the Knights. Smith went the other way, and he's going to be fouled going to the basket.
Well, it's quick inbounds by Tuslaw on a sprint down the court, and Smith got down it for West Holmes. Did West Holmes have going to get back on defense?
Tuslaw just played good quickness tonight, Donnie. Yeah. They can move up and down the floor with the basketball. Smith at the free throw line. Gets that one to fall. Front iron, back iron. It dropped in.
Smith currently 4-5 from the charity stripe.
Up to 12 points in a night for Smith. Having a good night for the Mustangs. The only senior on the squad, Spiro Smith, averages just right at 10 points a game. He's passed his average. Senior eyes the second one, shoots it, and got it. West Holmes ball up 7, a minute 30 to go. Collier Klein in the backcourt. He'll be guarded by Simmons. Klein works left side across the timeline. Splits the defense. Now he'll back it up and reset. Pass on the left side to Fair. Now Lynn Klein high on the left. 7-point lead for the Knights. Minute and 16 to go. Sam Sprang has it now on the right side. Dribble drive, penetration in the lane. He's going to be fouled, taken off to the basket. Good foul there by Tuslaw.
Very smart foul, and they still have one more foul to waste, so as they can get a little bit active on the ball, maybe gamble a little bit, reach in, see if you can't get one with a referee not seeing.
And not this crew tonight. They've seen everything. Camacho has it in the right corner. Now Sam Sprang. Sprang up top, Collier Klein. Klein guarded up top by Simmons. Tight defense. And yep. There's going to be a foul called.
Yeah, that's that one they had to waste right there.
Good foul. Next one, that'll put West Holmes at the free throw line.
I look for West Holmes to try to have the ball in Collier Klein, Sam Sprang's hand as much as possible.
Klein will inbounds over on the far side for the Knights. He'll throw it into the front court. This is Sprang with it. Sprang, foul line all the way this whole right side up and in.
That's
nice take.
Great take, Sam Sprang.
Recognized what the defense would give him. He took it. Lead back up to 9, 53-44. Under a minute. There's a turnover by Tuslaw, and Collier Klein will have it. Klein's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Smith. And that's going to be it for Smith. Yeah, that's going to be his fifth foul. Indeed. He's going to check out tonight with 13 points on the evening. Good effort for the young man.
Yeah, very good effort by Smith. Looks like it's going to be a free throw shooting contest for the last 42 seconds.
It is indeed. Lincoln Conklin back in the game now for Tuslaw. He'll replace Smith. And Donnie, as you said, Collier Klein at the free throw line. Misses the front end there on that one.
I jinxed him.
You did. The announcer's jinx works every time. Klein's second one up on the way. Got that one to drop. Outstanding evening here for Collier Klein. Tuslaw basketball. West Holmes 10-point lead matches their biggest of the night. And they look to have this one in hand as 30 seconds left to go in the game, and there's a turnover by Tuslaw. Kinsey just threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's the youth of Tuslaw right now.
So Sprang will throw it in the backcourt. This will be Fair. Now Collier Klein. Klein will work it across the timeline. Now works to the left side. 25 seconds. And Klein's going to be fouled. So Klein can step to the free throw line and put this one away for the Knights.
I have currently 8 of 13 from the charity stripe.
Great job by West Holmes here at the free throw line tonight. We'll remind you one more time after the game, we're going to be announcing our Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Collier Klein's second free throw attempt got them both to drop. Unofficially 25 points for him on the evening. 15 seconds ago, toss the ball back. This is Kinsey. Right wing, Simmons. 10 seconds. Simmons will take the deep three. Shot no good. Rebound, Camacho. And he'll give it up to Fair now to call your client, and this one's going to be in the books. As West Holmes is going to come into Tuslaw and pick up win number two on the year. Final score here is 56-44. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up after this on WKOM.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Lions. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have sweet imported red cherries, $3.99 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, $3.99. 48-ounce Mayfield Farms ice cream, buy one, get one free. We also have Gerber's whole fryers, $2.19 a pound. Bob Evans roll sausage, $3.99. Smithfield sliced bacon, $2.99. Pollock fillets for $3.99. And 31 to 40 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $5.29. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all other types of furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
And we're back here at Tuslaw High School as this one's in the books. West Holmes is going to get out of here with a 56-44 victory tonight over the Mustangs. Pick up win number two on the year for the Knights. And it went like this here at Tuslaw. West Holmes would lead after one, 17-10. They take a 25-21 lead in at halftime. Tuslaw would make a comeback in the second half, but West Holmes would hang on to a 40-32 lead after three and ultimately get the 56-44 victory. Taking a look at your scoring leaders on the night for West Holmes, a big night in the books for Collier Klein as he would step up and have 25 points on the night paired with his three rebounds. Collier Klein would lead all scores with that effort. Nate Ferrer would have 14 points as well for West Holmes. Sam Sprang, 8 points for the night. Camacho would have six, and Coyer Miller would contribute three for that total of 56 for the Knights. For Tuslaw on the night, they would be led by Spiro Smith. He would have 13 points in the night. Robert Nash would follow that with a 12-point effort. Parker Reinhart with 11 points. And then it would be Lincoln Conklin with 4 points. Pearson Kinsey would have 2 points, and Caden Boak would have 2 points for the scoring total of 44 for Tuslaw. So West Holmes will get the victory, 56-44. And now for your game team numbers, here is Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Troy. 3-point field goals. West Holmes, 5 of 17, 29%. Tuslaw, 4 of 11, 36%. 2-point field goals. West Holmes, 15 of 31, 48%. Tuslaw, 13 of 22, 59%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes, 11 of 20, 55%. Tuslaw, 6 of 9 for 67%. Total rebounds, West Holmes, 33 to Tuslaw's 24. Total turnovers, West Holmes, 5, Tuslaw with 13.
And a good job there in the turnover column alone tonight. West Holmes only turned the ball over 13 times. That's a great job by the Knights.
That is, and you want to, as a coach, Lee, I've been told, that you want to try to keep your turnovers 10 or below in your game. Most games that you do that, you are going to be in the win column, and that just happened today. But I'll tell you what, there's some guys that stepped up today.
Well, they did indeed. You know, turnovers was great. Rebounding was another strong point for the Knights here tonight. Nate Fair would have 8 rebounds tonight. Manny Camacho would have 7 rebounds tonight. But how about Coyer Miller, the smallest guy on the floor? He would have 8 rebounds tonight. 6 on the offensive board, Donnie.
As well as playing some just great defense tonight. He played almost that whole fourth quarter, yeah, except for the last maybe 2 minutes. So a good job by Coyer coming off that bench and doing a fantastic job tonight.
Yeah, he did a great job. But Collier Klein scoring for the night. He had 25 points in the night. He would do that. 3 of 8 shooting from downtown. He would go 3 of 8 from the two-point range and step to the free throw line, make 10 free throws, 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Just a great job. An all-around outing by Collier Klein tonight. He'll be our 6th money's player of the game for the second week in a row. And then, Don, just a great effort by the senior guard.
Well, that's it. That's what you want from your senior leader. You know, that's what you want from your point guard. He just happens to be a scoring point guard, and when you get that's just another blessing, I'll tell you that, because normally your point guard, you want somebody that's going to just handle the ball, play good defense, get everybody where they're supposed to be. Well, he does that, but he scores as well.
Well, he does that. I mean, he does everything well for West Holm, but just a steady player out there, and his scoring's really been coming on as late. So, no surprise, 25 points for him tonight here. He'll be our 6th money's player of the game. So, for West Holmes, they will go now to 2-12 on the year after picking up this victory here tonight. Be sure to stay tuned tomorrow night as we'll be back in action here. We'll be at Highland tomorrow night to bring you the Highland Girls Contest. Matt Croy and I will be there for that broadcast. We want to give a special thanks tonight to our good friends at Claxon Communication here, bringing you the sights and sounds. Casey Claxon, our engineer on site tonight. Sam Frontman is our videographer, taking care of the camera tonight. Good job by both of them. We want to thank Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central, taking care of business tonight. It was a loud one here at Tussle tonight. We worked through that. Kenna, good job in there. We appreciate you. And, of course, to my left, my good friend Don Hall. Always good to work with you, Don. We saw a good one tonight. Knights are getting a victory.
Yeah, and the Knights needed that. You know, tournament draws coming up in just a little over a week, and it's all about seeding right now, and that's going to help them.
Hard to believe it's tournament time coming up already, but that draw comes up, and that means tournament time just around the corner.
That's true.
Time of the year,
there is
Don.
Nothing better than that.
That'll wrap it up here from Tussle tonight, as one more time, West Holmes will get their victory by a score of 56-44. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for watching high school basketball from your hometown radio station, FM 95.3 WKLM.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of WKLM Radio and Claxon Communications.